legit. This is the last Parsha Shmuz, the last one from Tavshin Ayin Zayin. And this week's Parsha is Parsha Shlach. Oftentimes when we leave Yeshiva, as many of you are doing today, tomorrow, next couple of days, so Shlach is the last Parsha. Happens to work out that way, oftentimes. And there are a lot of very, very important messages in Shlach, certainly about leaving Yeshiva. I want to just share with you one quick idea that I was thinking about this morning that I think is very, very important for us wherever we go. Some are coming back, Baruch Hashem, some are don't have plans to come back as of now, which is fine, you never know, by the way. But I want to share with you one quick idea. In the parasha, the crux of the parasha, particularly the beginning of the parasha, is the chait of the Meraglim. The Meraglim come to Eretz Yisrael, and unfortunately they come back and report about Eretz Yisrael. They speak Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. When they come back and they give their report, so the pasuk says, "Vayas kolev asam kolev." Rashi says means quiets everybody down, shushes everybody up, and he says the following: "Alona ale, we're going to go up. V'yarashnu osa, and we'll inherit the land." Ki yachol nuchala, because we can. We can do it. We're going to because we can and we will. That's the plan. So it says in the pasuk. That's what Kalev says to the rest of Klal Yisrael. It's a very, very beautiful Rashi, which I think sheds light on what was going on over here. Rashi says, "Alona ale, we're going to go up." Says Rashi. Afilu hibashamayim. Even if we mean we have to go into Israel, and Israel was located in the heavens, even if we mean that. V'huomei asu sulamos v'alusha. And Hashem would say, make ladders for yourselves and go up to the heavens. Says Rashi, natsliach b'chol devarav. We will be successful in everything that He asks of us. Whatever He wants from us, we can do it. We will do it. Kalev and Yeshua's attitude towards conquering Eretz Yisrael, towards coming to Eretz Yisrael was two words. We can. We can. If you contrast that a little bit with the Meraglim, what did the other Meraglim say? Two words also. Very similar as words. Every letter is the same, just to add one letter to the end of the second word. Instead of saying we can, the Meraglim come back and they say,
we can't
do it. We can't. Amalek is there, there's giants there. This idea is highlighted by our famous Rashi. Rashi says, when they come back and they describe the people that were in Eretz Yisrael at the time, there were giants there. The pasuk says famously, last pasuk in Yud Gimel, it says, "Vanihi be'einenu kechagavim," we were in their eyes like grasshoppers, "v'chein hayinu be'einahem." And so were we in their eyes. Rashi says, "Shamanu ulnim zelazel." We heard the giant saying to each other, "Nilmalim yish bekerem kanash." There's like little ants crawling around in the vineyards that look like people. And as soon as they heard the giant say that about themselves, that's how they consider themselves. And once they consider themselves that, if you look at yourself like a person that can't, like a tiny person. Like a person that's not able, not capable of doing something meaningful, great, that's what you'll accomplish. If you realize that you can, if you realize that you, if you put your mind to it, not only can you, but you will, you could accomplish an amazing amount of deal. So in addition to whatever chait that Meraglim had, whatever chait it was, maybe it was Lashon Hara, maybe it was lack of vitachon, trust in Hashem, whatever the chait was, but I think these Rashi's highlight is the idea that so much of what a person accomplishes and can accomplish in life depends upon their attitude. If a person thinks they can't do it, the sky's the limit. If a person thinks they can't do it, they really can't do it. They really can't do it. There's a beautiful pshat. I always say we're at the last day of the year. Pasuk says in Mishlei, "Lev chacham li mino." The heart of the wise person is on the right. Believe Ksil Lismolo. And the heart of the left person, the heart of the foolish person, I'm sorry, is on the left. What does that mean? Everyone's heart is in the same exact place. What does it mean? The heart of the wise is to the right. The heart of the foolish is to the left. I once heard a grape shot, which fits nicely with this idea. Whenever you open a sefer, fellas, as you know, so there's pages to the right and pages to the left. Pages to the right are the pages you've learned already. And the pages to the left are what you haven't learned yet. And the fool says, oh gosh, look what I haven't accomplished yet. Look how much I have to do and I haven't done yet. And that brings him down, says, I'll never do it anyway. And he closes up shop. And the wise person says, you know what, look what I accomplished. Look what I did. Look to the right. Look what I already accomplished. And that propels him to do more. That pushes him forward. Everybody in this room accomplished a great deal this year. Everyone accomplished a tremendous amount. Each person we've smoothed a lot. Some this morning already, some, please God, in the future. Everyone's had a chance to hopefully look into themselves and see what they've accomplished. Everyone's accomplished a great deal. There's a lot on the right that we should feel good about it and feel accomplished about. And I'll tell you the secret about life, Rabosai. It's not a big secret, but it's true. Success breeds success, which means when a person accomplishes and feels accomplished, they want to accomplish more. The goal of whatever you guys accomplish this year is not to chas v'shalom be an end and stop here. It's to say, I met success this year. I accomplished a lot this year. And to use that as a lev chacham liyamino, as a person who is wise, looks to his right what he accomplished, and says, okay, let me accomplish more. I'll tell you one story about a Talmud of mine, an old Talmud of mine. Actually getting married soon. For many, many years ago. I won't tell you his name, doesn't matter. And we had a nice rapport, one of my first years in Torah Chagar. And during the course of Shana Aleph, he was having some struggles and difficult times. And a lot of it boiled down to this point. He felt like, I can't do it. Most guys didn't have smartphones back in those days. This is like, you know, pre-smartphone days for everybody. He had a regular talking safe phone. And I made a screensaver for him on his phone. I took his phone and grabbed his phone away from him. And I wrote on his phone, every time he opened his phone, I wrote two words on his phone. I wrote, I can. So every time he opened his phone, he would see that message to himself. I can. I'm not sure if he still has it saved on his phone. Probably not. Definitely has a smartphone now. He's some big firm working in some nice upper end position in the world of finance. I don't think he has it on his phone anymore. I'm not even sure how long he had it on his phone for. I both say everyone should leave the yeshiva when you do leave yeshiva, whether you come back or not, feeling great about yourselves, feeling accomplished, and feeling that you can. Feeling that you can accomplish more. Feeling that you, if I have a positive attitude, I have a Kalev and Yeshua attitude, alone Allah, I can accomplish the most amazing things in the world. There's an expression, the sky is the limit. The truth of the matter is, it's not even true. You can go way beyond the sky. There's no limits. When it comes to the world of Ruchnias, when it comes to the world of spirituality, there's no limits. I'll end with this. Pasuk says, we learned it in Mesillas Yesharim. Shout out for back early on in the year. Good chance a lot of you were there at the beginning of the year. Mesillas Yesharim. Mesillas Yesharim has a famous mashal. He says, mashal to a person, to a villager that marries a princess. And he can bring her all the presents in the world. But you know what? It doesn't mean anything to her. You know why? She's a princess. You're going to give her like a jewel? Give her a nice gold necklace? She's a princess. It says himself to Sharon, so too when it comes to our neshama, our soul. Our soul is a piece of Hashem. It's not finite. It's not limited to anything.
It's limitless. It's the part of you. Every part of us has limits. Every part of us is finite, except for our soul that's going to live way beyond this world, beyond the here and now, beyond the physicalities that we're involved in our lives. And so when people say the sky is the limit, it's not true. The sky is not the limit. It's way beyond the sky. Because if a person has the right attitude, I can accomplish. I can accomplish a great deal. So the MS is we can. You can accomplish a great deal. Don't underestimate yourself. Don't underestimate what you can accomplish. Don't underestimate your talents, your capabilities, your kochos. Don't underestimate the person that you can become. I really hope that over the course of this year, each of you saw something in yourself that you didn't really think you could be, you could do. Whether it was in learning, whether it was in davening, whether it was in chesed, whether it was in some area. I didn't think I could do that. And I saw, wow, I could do that. And Bezrat Hashem, when you realize and recognize how incredible each and every one of you are, how much koach, how much potential each one of you has, how with the right mindset, the right attitude, no matter where you are, no matter where you go, doesn't make a difference, again, back or not, for this. Attitude is so key. Attitude is so chashuv. Hashem should give us the koach, the siyata d'shmaya, help. That's what we need in life, a lot of siyata d'shmaya. Siyata d'shmaya, to recognize our great strengths, our great kochos, to actualize them, to bring them forth, and Bezrat Hashem, to live lives wherever we are that are Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, that bring nachas to Hashem, bring nachas to our families, bring nachas to our communities, and most importantly, bring nachas to ourselves. A wonderful day, Rabbosai. And turn up the machine, and I want to say one last thing.
Shabbos Koyach. Shabbos Koyach. Shabbos Kupchik Mishpacha.